Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
James Comey's about to get what he deserves. Actually, much less than he deserves, since so many of his crimes are off limits to us because statute of limitations. And the mainstream media is about to go wild. Talking about dictatorship, blah, 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 and prison political enemies, blah, 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 blah. And when they talk about it, they're going to probably do what they've been doing in recent months, is to try to divert your attention from the second charge. See, the first charge is perjury, lying under oath, something James Comey knows a lot about since he put so many members of the Trump administration and those around Trump in prison for it. In some cases, falsely, where the agents involved even said Mike Flynn didn't lie, but that didn't matter. So it is very rich to see James Comey prosecuted for perjury, which he clearly committed. To put so many Trump associates away for it. But what the media does not want you to notice is the second charge. They're not going to talk a lot about it. In fact, they don't talk at all about it. It's as if it doesn't exist. It's called obstruction. That'll probably be the one they use as the basis, I'm hoping anyway, for the conspiracy charges that then can reach back into the areas that are not covered by statute of limitations. Because you can go back more than 10 years on statute of limitations stuff. We can get them for his real crimes. What kind of obstruction? Obstructing who? Well, Congress. Lying to them again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Every time he testified about Russia collusion. It's astonishing. Because we now know he knew there was no Russia collusion. We now know he knew there was no Russian hacking of those boards of elections. The last 3 months, we found out from those burn bags, that was actually a contractor sent by Hillary to hack those boards of elections, make it look Russian. Like there was no hacking? No. There were no Russian bots? No. We know that from the Twitter files. And James Comey knew, briefed by the FBI, I'm sorry, by the CIA by September of 2016, before Trump even won, that there was no Russia collusion. In fact, Russia was very alarmed about Hillary Clinton's accusations of collusion. She'd made up the whole thing. Comey knew it the whole time. So every time that this thug, because that's what he is, testified before Congress about the need to dig deep on Russia collusion and how many Trump documents they'd gotten and how they needed Trump to cooperate, he knew it was fake. He had the documents proving it was fake. When Congress tried rightly to get them, he lied and he obstructed. And that is why you will not catch the media talking about the obstruction charge of obstructing Congress, including those who genuinely wanted to investigate this. And the perjury is, of course, his lying to do the obstruction. But I want you to be reminded, so you don't feel bad for James Comey at all, about what Comey's really like. This is him bragging about how he entrapped Mike Flynn, who was ultimately convicted for lying to the FBI. It's a form of perjury, ironically, one of the charges Comey faces. And this is back in the day when conservatives and Republicans trusted the FBI. Now, remember, Comey's predicate for talking to Flynn, one of Trump's advisors, an advisor on Russia, was Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, which Comey knew was fake. There's nothing there. He knows it's Hillary, right? So his whole premise is a lie. But Mike Flynn was the first real victim of the FBI. And this is back when we still like the FBI, the right wing. We think they're good. We think they're law enforcement. We think it's still normal over there. And Mike Flynn, out of the goodness of his heart, agreed to talk to them. Comey thinks it's funny that he was able to make Mike Flynn into a felon.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the sit room. How did that happen?
Sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over. And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them.
What did he think they were coming over there for?
I don't think he knew. We didn't tell him. Just said, we've got sending over a couple of agents. I want to ask you some questions. I didn't have this conversation. My deputy director did. But hope you got a few minutes. You can sit down and talk to them. And he said, sure.
Now, later on, one of those agents would say Flynn did not lie. But as we know, doesn't matter. It's all a kangaroo court. He thinks it's funny when you entrap people. The irony, again, he was asking about a phone call that Mike Flynn had with the Russian ambassador. Very normal for the transition. Everybody does that. That's not abnormal. But he used the Russia collusion hoax as the predicate to entrap Mike Flynn when he knew it was fake. He knew that Hillary, her campaign had broken two finance laws, one a felony and one a misdemeanor, to create the Russia collusion hoax documents. He didn't prosecute her. He went after Flynn. By the time he and Andrew McCabe were done, all eight of the masterminds of the Trump campaign that beat Hillary would be felons. All eight of them. What are the odds? Navarro, Bannon, Manafort. On and on and on. He's going to feel what that's like today. That's a good thing to keep our republic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.